Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. My name is Marcus Megalokonomos. The federal government is hoping to see interstate travel flowing by Christmas. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is encouraging state and territory leaders to stick to their reopening plans and not to panic in their response to the Omicron COVID-19 variant. Mr. Morrison is pushing for them to stand firm on the border strategies that they have already agreed, and not steer away from the national plan. The Federal Agriculture Minister, David Littleproud, emphasised that message in an interview this morning on Channel 9's The Today Show.
We are going to have to learn to live with this. We just can't put ourselves under the doona forever. We've done a great job, and I congratulate the Premiers, but it is now time to take that bold step, to trust one another, to take each other's hands and move forward together. And I think if New South Wales and Victoria, the most populous states, can do that, I think that sends a very strong message to the rest of the states. Nearly every state's now nearly hit the 80% double jab rate, which under the national plans means that large-scale lockdowns are no longer required.
It comes amid reports Queensland could reopen its borders early, as nearly 80% of Queenslanders are fully vaccinated. 10 new cases of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 have been detected in New South Wales, 9 of which were locally transmitted. The new local infections are linked to a cluster which started at a climbing gym in Sydney. It brings the total number of cases of the Omicron variant detected in the state to 25. New South Wales recorded a total of 208 new cases of COVID-19 in the last 24 hours. Victoria is reporting 1,073 new COVID cases and another 6 deaths, while the ACT is reporting 6 new infections. To other news, Australia has maintained its 6th position in an index measuring geopolitical influence in the Asia-Pacific region. The Lowy Institute's 4th annual Asia Power Index found that the United States is now leading the index. This is the first annual gain in power, with China recording its first annual fall. Countries were assessed across 131 areas, including vaccine diplomacy, climate change resilience, and economic capability and relationships. Lowy Institute Project Director Hervé Lemayu says while Australia maintained its ranking, there are concerning trends.
Australia's resilience is up. We've been able to withstand Chinese informal sanctions and trade tariffs far better than feared a couple of years ago. But on other metrics of influence, we are down. And it does seem as if Australia's prolonged border closures weighed heavily on external views of the country.
Federal Labor says it will give the hard-hit tertiary education sector a much-needed boost, with an election pledge to create extra university and TAFE places. Labor's education spokeswoman Tanya Plibersek says the Morrison government is making it harder for young people to get tertiary education and develop new skills.
We see about 83,000 fewer apprentices and trainees today than when the Liberals first came to office. And universities, as Anthony has just said, have had 2 years from hell, with billions of dollars cut from their revenue. Scott Morrison's made it harder for young Australians to get a university education by more than doubling the cost of thousands of degrees. And now, thousands more students are turned away every year. We've got the highest turnaway rates from universities than we've seen in many years.
New research shows 1 in 5 future cases of thyroid cancer in Australia will be linked to excess weight. The findings are based on 7 studies involving 370,000 participants and is the first of its kind to compare the burden between men and women. University of New South Wales lecturer in data science, Dr. Marit Laksonen, says 2 in 5 cases of thyroid cancers in men can be explained by obesity.
It's not fully clear, what might explain the sex difference, but one possible reason is that men are typically diagnosed with more advanced and thicker tumours, which are more strongly associated with overweight and obesity, whereas women are more likely to be perhaps overdiagnosed with these smaller thyroid tumours that are not so aggressive and may not even require clinical management.
And finally, in sport news, South Australia will keep the 2nd Ashes Test match in Adelaide next week. That means Perth is likely to have another summer without international test cricket. An announcement on the fifth test is imminent, with Western Australia's strict border policy set to cost Optus Stadium the series finale. Thanks for joining us to listen to SBS News in Easy English.